Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the names of God. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, we find the words, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." We live in a day when we need safety like never before. We need a place to run and be safe. And the scriptures tell us that the name of the Lord is that strong tower that we can run to and be safe. I want to talk to you today about one of the names of the Lord, because the names of the Lord speak to us about His characteristics, His attributes, what God is like, and what God is promising to us. One of the names that we find in Scripture for God is the name Jehovah Shalom. We find this in Judges chapter 6, when Gideon, who was an Israelite, had an amazing encounter with God. And it was the time in Israel's history when the Midianites had been warring against them for 7 years. Every time Israel had planted their crops, the Midianites and the Amalekites would come up against them, and they'd destroy their crops, and they would take all of their cattle and their sheep, and they would leave literally no nourishment for Israel, it says in Judges chapter 6, verse 4. And so the Israelites were in a very bad place. They were hiding in the caves in the hillsides, and they were trying to hide their crops, and if they gathered any, they would hide in the wine press and thresh the wheat. So it was a difficult time in Israel's history, and they were literally under siege. Well, the day came when Gideon was hiding out in the wine press, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Oh, sir, if the Lord is with us, why has all this befallen us? And where are all his wondrous works, of which our fathers told us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us out from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." Well, the Lord turned to him and gave him the assignment to go out in the strength of the Lord, and that he had sent him to deliver Israel or save Israel from the hand of Midian. So Gideon, after speaking with this angel of the Lord, figured out after the angel vanished from his sight that he had actually been face to face with the Lord. And so the Lord said these words to him, "Peace be to you, do not fear, you shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom, "The Lord is peace." Gideon had a revelation that peace is a person, and it is the person of God, Jehovah Shalom. No person on this earth will ever find true peace without meeting Jehovah Shalom, without coming into relationship with the God who is peace. Peace is not dependent upon a person's circumstances, their bank account, their physical condition, or how things are going in their life. Though many people would say, "I would just have peace if," and they'd fill in the blank with some circumstantial change that they would like in their life. And yet, God reveals Himself to us as being the fulfillment of all peace. He is truly Jehovah Shalom. God is our peace. We live in a day when circumstances would tell us that we can have no peace, because there's the threat of war, there's the threat of terrorism, there's the fearful threats of bodily harm to people on every side. And yet, truly, the Bible reveals to us that peace is dependent solely on a revelation of God's character. Ephesians 2 verse 14 says, "He Himself is our peace." That is the truth that the Scripture gives to us. He Himself is our peace. Have you met Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, my peace? If you have you kept Him near to you? Have you drawn near to God and have Him draw near to you? Or have you allowed Satan's peace-stealing devices to come into your life? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 tells us, we're not ignorant of his devices. Satan has devices that he uses against the people of God. And one of them is he always tries to interfere with you ever coming to a place where you are at peace. You're resting in the peace of God. You are trusting implicitly in God, in his protection, in his goodness, so that you do not have fear in your life, but you have perfect peace in your heart, despite circumstances that may be occurring in the earth or in your own situation. What are Satan's peace-stealing devices? One of them is this. If Satan can get you to walk outside of God's will for your life, he can steal your peace. Isaiah 48, verses 17 and 18 give us this understanding. It says, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river. The Lord is saying here that he's the one that teaches you to profit in your life, in every area, and he leads you in the way that you should go. And the Lord was lamenting here, oh, that you would have listened to my commandments. Oh, that you would have gone in the way that I led you. The Lord gives us many instructions in Scripture that tell us the way that we should go in our life, how we should conduct ourselves, what his standards and his requirements and his commandments are. And many people do not listen to God's instructions and they do not follow his leading in the way that we should go. And when that happens, you are robbed of peace because it says here, if you had listened to my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river. You would have had peace like a river in your life if you obey and follow the commandments of God for your life. So walking outside of God's will for your own life will steal your peace. It'll make you very, very uncomfortable. It will make you feel that there's something not quite right, and so you can never quite feel peaceful. Well, there is something that's not right if you're not walking in the will of God. The second peace-stealing device that Satan will use against you is to get you caught up in wrong priorities. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 33, we see Jesus giving this commandment. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? And then it goes on to say in verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Jesus was telling his disciples that they worried about temporal things. They worried about what they were going to eat, what they were going to drink, what they were going to wear, whether they were going to have the temporal needs of life. And he's telling them, if you would seek first God's kingdom, all these things that you worry about will be given to you. God knows you need to eat. He knows you need to drink. He knows you need clothing. He knows you need transportation. He knows all the needs of your life. And he says to us, if you will seek first the kingdom of God, if you'll keep your priorities straight, then you can have all these things taken care of. All the worries that are disrupting your peace will be taken care of. Wrong priorities are one of Satan's peace-stealing devices. Have you gotten your focus off of the Word of God, God's heart, his will for you, keeping your eyes upon him? If you've gotten your priorities shifted where your focus is everything temporal, what I'm going to do tomorrow, how my job's going, how I'm going to pay the bills, all these different things, if your focus is consistently on those types of things, your peace will be robbed from you every single day. The Lord is telling us he knows about these matters. He's very aware of your personal temporal needs, but he says he doesn't want us to worry. He wants us to seek first him. Go to God first. Wake up in the morning and pray. Wake up in the morning and say, God, I give this day to you. Lead me and guide me. I look to you completely for my needs to be met. If you'll do that, you will find God coming through in the natural things that you need taken care of. Getting you focused, though, on the wrong things will steal your peace. The third peace-stealing device I want to bring to your attention is simply wrong thinking. In Isaiah 55, verse 7, we see these amazing words. It says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. God wants us to forsake any thoughts that don't line up with his way of doing things, that don't line up with his kingdom, that are ungodly. When you have wrong thoughts or wrong thinking, you will have no peace in your life. He goes on to say in Isaiah 55, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. God wants your thoughts to be the same as God's. Are they? If they're not, you will find a disruption in the peace in your heart. Be very watchful to keep your thoughts pure and your conscience clear as far as your thought life is concerned. The last scripture I want to bring to your attention is my favorite one with regard to this issue of peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is fixed upon you, because he trusts in you. Is your mind fixed upon God? If it is, God is able to keep you in perfect peace regardless of what the news media may be reporting about the dangers in the land. God can keep you in perfect peace if you will keep your mind fixed upon God. You're going to have to look into the Bible, find the scriptures that talk about how God will keep you from fear. He'll protect you. He will be your covering. He'll be your shield. If you'll keep your mind fixed on those things, fear will flee from you and peace will be your sanctuary. God wants you in perfect peace, but keep your mind fixed upon him because he truly is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, your peace. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like further study on the names of God, just write to us, and with any donation of $30 or more this month, you can receive our 6-tape series called The Name of the Lord is a Strong Tower. Ask for it when you write. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.